Hey ladies, welcome to Boss Ladies Connect. I am so excited that you're joining us on this podcast where we encourage women and inspire them to fully walk in everything that they've been called to do. We believe that each person has been created with a specific purpose, and it is up to us to walk in it, to discover what it is, and to allow it to fully manifest in our lives. And so each week we have conversations that allow us to evolve and grow and to fully understand and embrace the purpose called on our lives. And so ladies, without further ado, let us get started. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Boss Ladies Connect. To all of my girls, my ladies, my women, my purpose pursuers that consistently and always join me every week. Hey girl, we are back with a new episode. And to those of you who may be new to this podcast, welcome, welcome. You are so in for a treat. So we are going to be talking with Miss Joanne Maturi from the UK, the United Kingdom. Yes, y'all, I'm so excited about this because she is also known as the Purpose Cultivator. And Joanne's mission is to work with women who are in pursuit of their higher purpose, who would like to tap into their God-given potential to be the best versions of themselves. Y'all already know, we already walking in my space, right? This is exactly the people that I love to surround myself around. And so she believes that when women step into their purpose, they are more empowered and endowed to make decisions that are next level. They are also able to take personal responsibility for their lives and completely step into their element. Joanne had gone through a very harrowing illness, and literally she was fighting tooth and nail for her life. And after surviving that traumatic ordeal, through a lot of prayer and faith, she got married, she quit her high-paying job with the UN, and moved continents from Africa to Europe, all within a year. Although this was very, very overwhelming, she suddenly understood that she had been playing it small all along. And it was not, and she was not engaging in herself fully. She was not fully showing up as a person that she was called to be. And so she got into some deep soul searching, invested in some high-end coaches, and in no time, she recognized her gifts and her talents. They started to become visible to her, one after the other, and she understood that she was naturally called to teach, inspire, coach, and motivate women to live their fullest potential unapologetically. So y'all, when I say y'all are in for a treat, you guys are absolutely in for a treat. This was an episode that was a live recording. And so the great thing about that is that when I have live recordings, I open it up to my Thrive Hive members. And we actually have a Thrive Hive member that was able to chime in, ask questions, and be a part of the conversation. And so you'll get an opportunity to see that or to hear that, depending upon how you're hearing or seeing this interview. But y'all, I tell you, Joanne goes in. She talks to us about purpose. She talks to us about what it looks like to cultivate it, what it looks like to pursue it, how you discover it. Ah, it's so good. So I'm going to stop talking and let's dive into this week's episode. Hey guys, so I'm so excited as I am approaching my 200th episode. I'm so excited to be offering a masterclass webinar to help you maximize your voice, elevate your brand, and increase your influence through podcasting. Y'all, podcasting has been one of the absolute best things that I have done. There have been so many benefits beyond monetary that I have been able to gain from podcasting. I've been able to build collaborations. I've been able to increase my influence. I've definitely been able to elevate and maximize my voice. And I am going to talk to you about how to get started doing this very thing for yourself. So if you have a voice, if you have a message, if you have a story, if you have a brand, even if you are a professional in your field and want to be seen as the expert or have expertise and knowledge that you want to share, I absolutely encourage you to start your own podcast. We've all been given different gifts. We've all been given different purposes. And the brand and the message that you have deserves to be heard by other people, right? We have to begin to increase our influence. We have to begin to get the message and the brand and the purpose that has been placed on our lives outside of our four walls, right? Or our micro community, and allow the greater masses to hear it. So let me tell you a little bit about what you'll get with this masterclass webinar. This masterclass webinar is an e-course that will be teaching you how to start your podcast, how to use your podcast to elevate your message and your brand, how to repurpose the content, right? Repurposing is king, y'all. How to choose a podcasting host, how to monetize. We'll talk about marketing ideas. We'll talk about interviewing. I give interviewing tips. I have a bonus category where I go over interviewing tips. I talk about recording and editing and some of the things that I do as far as lighting, because I like to use video and audio, all about repurposing, okay? And I'll talk about the equipment and things that I use to allow me to be consistent and show up every week for you guys. I'll also talk about like getting your guests, vetting your guests, and the process that I use to do this. Listen, this is over 200 episodes worth of information that I have gathered and things that I have learned on my podcasting journey, and I'm absolutely sharing it with you. As a bonus, you will also get a podcast planner. This planner will help you break down your episodes. It will help you break down your topics, your questions, your ideas, your guests, their bio, all of the things that go into producing your podcast, right? And so I'm so excited to be offering this. If you are interested in maximizing your voice, elevating your brand, and increasing your influence, click the link in my show notes and purchase this masterclass. I'm so excited, and I can't wait to hear your podcast when I go to my phone on the podcast platforms I use to be able to hear your podcast. All right, y'all, happy talking. Thank you guys for joining us live today. We are doing a live actual Boss Ladies Connect recording with Miss Joanne. I'm so excited to have her on the podcast today, on the live, and just us being able to connect and have a conversation around purpose. And this is just so timely. We've been trying to connect for a minute. Welcome, Joanne. Thank you for coming, tuning in from the UK. I know we are in two different time zones, and so I'm glad that we were able to connect. I'd love for you to introduce yourself to everyone and share a fun fact about yourself with us.
Thank you so much, Tisha. I am extremely elated, very honored to be doing this with you. As I said to you at the beginning, it's long overdue, but everything happens in God's perfect timing, I believe. So my name is Joanne Muturi. I am a coach based in the United Kingdom, a purpose coach, and I help women who are looking to transition from their 9 to 5s, launch businesses based on their unique gifts and talents, and launch a business that they are madly, deeply in love with.
Oh, you know, I'm completely for that. To be able to be a part of something that is just a part of your divine purpose and what you've been called to do is just awesome to me. And so I want to dive in more with that. But before we do, I'd absolutely love for you to tell us a fun fact about you.
Yeah. fun fact about me is I am extremely left-handed. Or you can even see that. Like, I'm super left-handed. I don't even remember my right hand ever. Like, everything rotates around my left hand. But also, maybe a second, I don't know if it's a fun fact, but I am a Kenyan girl with a Kenyan British accent, so people will find it very interesting. Find my accent very interesting. I don't know, Tisha, if that you find that interesting as well. Do you find my accent interesting?
You know what? I'm not even really good with accents. I mean, I know that you have an accent. I think it took me a minute to even know like you were from the UK. I just I am like, I'm really bad with that. I have not traveled as much internationally as I absolutely want to. And so, yeah, that's a cool fact though. And I'm sure there's an interesting story behind that.
Yeah, which we wouldn't go into right now.
I know, we would be here all day.
I know.
But, Joanne, I'm so excited to get into this conversation with you about the pursuit of purpose, right? You are known as a purpose cultivator. And when we met and I understood that about you, I absolutely was drawn to it. I'm like, oh, this is great. Cultivating purpose. And so I really love to know, before we start talking about pursuing purpose, where you came up with that name and what that really means to you to be a purpose cultivator.
Very well, Tisha. So I'll give a bit of my story as we go along. But one of the things that I have found along the way is that there are certain things that stop us from really living out our purpose. And one of the things that I found for women, especially, or anybody for that matter, is lack of clarity. Like, what is it? What on earth am I, you know, have I been put here to do? And most people don't have the energy or the time, or even don't even know where to start in that very important journey. But the thing with purpose is that it is already inherently within us. And because it's inherently within us, what do you need? You need somebody to help you cultivate it, to get it outside from within. So it's not something from the outside that you're looking for. It's already within you. And because it's within you, you need, you know, like to excavate, to pull out, to bring it forth. That's why you need a purpose cultivator. And that's really the essence behind, you know, me calling myself the purpose cultivator. But also another big block that I have seen people have is fear. Fear around pursuing that, which we have been put here to do. And the thing is, if you do not have somebody literally to hold your hand and guide you and support you through the process to not only get clear on it, but to connect with it and to implement it, most people's purpose sort of just remains a fantasy. It's something that is never quite implemented or lived in actuality, if that makes sense. So people have, say, gifts, people have talents, they sort of have an idea, this is the thing I was put here to do, but they don't quite have the tools to really make something out of it. I hope that answers your question.
No, I love it. I love it. It is the essence of the Confident in Purpose program that I have. Getting clear, that is so important. I 100% agree. Getting clear on it. But then after you have clarity, you really do need support and community, accountability and assistance to walk in it. Because I think there's a difference in knowing that you've been called to do something and actually walking in it and actually doing it. And like you were talking about the fear, there's a lot of things that limit us. And so I love that there are people like you and people like me who've been gifted in this area or been called to in this area that can help pull those things out of people and help them really walk in the things that they've been called to do. And so I love that. I 100% agree. We right here. We are right here.
Absolutely.
So can you tell us a little bit about why purpose is important?
Yeah. First and foremost, for me, it just comes from the essence of who we were created to be. Who, when God created you, he created you for a reason. And I want to give you the verse, if you just give me 1 second, that puts this together. It's in the book of Jeremiah. One second, if you allow me to pull it up for us. One second. It's Jeremiah 1:5, and thanks for allowing me to pull it up. And it says that, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. So when God created us, he deposited in us, he knew the thing that he was putting us on this earth to do. And that for me is so profound. And the second bit saying, before you were born, I set you apart. So that's where our individuality comes, our uniqueness comes, our personality comes, the different pieces that make Joanne Joanne, and the different pieces that make Tisha Tisha, if that makes sense, and the different, and the ones that make Shalonda Shalonda, and everybody else who is watching. And the moment we recognize that, that this had been set before we were even created, it gives us so much more confidence to pursue it, because you're like, if God knew my purpose even before I was created, I would actually be dishonoring him by not making it my responsibility to know what my purpose is. And that's why my main mantra is, if you're not living your purpose, you're suffocating your soul. Because before you were created, Tisha, before you were created, he already knew. And if you're not following that path that had already been set apart for you, then actually it is a disservice to your creator, to God. And then again, back to my point, by him setting you apart, what does that mean? Is that you are holy, is that you are consecrated, is that you are chosen. And the moment you understand that you have been chosen, it's a huge call. It's a huge call to be chosen. And it is our responsibility, again, if you do not know what your purpose is, bearing in mind the Jeremiah 1:5, to make it your business to figure that out. Because again, you know, God's gift to you is your purpose. Your gift back to him is how you utilize it, is what you do with it.
I love it. That I feel like we're mirrors, okay?
That's why we are having this conversation.
I was saying the same thing, and like that God, it was so intentional about our creation. Like it was on purpose. Our lives were created on purpose for a purpose. And I love what you said about, if you are not cultivating your purpose or getting clarity and walking in it, I like to call it uncovering
your purpose. I call it activating. Yeah,
I love that, activating your purpose. Yeah, then you are suffocating your soul. Is such a good, like, I don't think that's the word, is analogy, but that's such a good example of what it feels like to be unfulfilled. Right? Because a lot of times we are doing a lot of the things. I think I was guilty of it too, just doing a lot of stuff, being very busy, being quote unquote productive, but not doing things that aligned with my purpose and never really finding fulfillment in them. And just always feeling like I was continuously on this hamster wheel, doing a lot of stuff now, doing a whole lot of stuff, but never hitting that mark or never getting off of that hamster wheel. Like, you know, when you think of a hamster, they're going and going and going, but they never get anywhere. There's no destination. They're just going in circles.
Runs and runs in circles.
Yeah, in circles. And for me, making that decision to start my purpose journey was helping me get off of the wheel and start walking or running or whatever, trotting in the direction that I've absolutely been called to. And so I love to hear what that purpose journey has been like for you, or when you got to that space where you were like, there is something that I've been called to do. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah. First and foremost, I want to say this, that purpose is is really a journey. It's not something that happens overnight. And for me, it has been the sum of so many different life experiences that have somehow been woven into the tapestry of my life, into what we would call the woman that I am becoming. I've not yet arrived. And, you know, I'm living out my purpose, but I have not even scratched a drop of it. You know, there's so much more that I know that God wants me to do, but really leading to where I am. And I say this all the time, that our purpose really comes fundamentally from our life story, things that may have happened, experiences, as I've said, right? Different things. So for me, it came from something, a few things that I've overcome, but there's one primarily that I would want to highlight today, and it was sickness. So in the year 2014, just giving a bit of background, I was working for the UN for 13 years, diplomat, the high life, beautiful life in Nairobi, Kenya. I was working for the United Nations Federal Credit Union, risen through the ranks and was doing very well. And because of the job that I had, which I absolutely loved, I was also in a position that had extreme pressure, because you can imagine dealing with people's money and running a regional office and all the things that come with that, working with different time zones, because we were in Nairobi, but reporting to New York. So when New York is coming in to work in the evening, that's when we're closing. So I started getting this fatigue and, you know, feeling really well, but I thought it's because I had so much on my plate regarding my work. And one day after work, I went to the gym and I was just not well. And I had a personal trainer, and he said to me, "Joanne, I want you to do some sit-ups." And I literally could not lift myself up. And I had to tell him, "Can you give me a hand?" And he actually thought I was pretending, you know, the way, like, we had had a killer workout. So he thought it's the way people are, just like, you know, but yeah. Something was not right. Anyway, I went home, and the next morning I woke up and I could not even lift my head. And I had my phone ringing from a distance, but I didn't even have the energy to pick my phone. Anyway, fast forward, I somehow, by the grace of God, got to hospital. By the time I was getting to hospital, the doctor's like, "There's something not right with you. We need to do investigations and the thing." But as they decided to do the investigation, they found that I had no blood. Like, my blood, actually, he said to me, "Where your blood count is, most people are long dead. How you've been operating with such a low blood count, such a low blood count, and still performing your life as normal is, I cannot understand it. Because at your blood count, people are in the grave." So it was really bad. Anyway, so the first thing they had to do was to, in transfusion? Blood transfusion. And I had to, 12 pints they gave me, that tells you how much blood I didn't have, you know, over a long few days. And as they did the investigations, they found out that I had a tumor in my pancreas, and it was malignant. That means it was a cancerous tumor. Wow. And as I did the thing, this again, back to the story, just even when I narrate it, I feel like I'm talking about somebody else, because I'm quite the miracle. They said that at the most, I have 6 months to live. And I control alt deleted. I was not a coach. I knew nothing about the power of words as such, but somehow it just didn't sit well with me, that profession. It just didn't sit well. And I remember as the doctor was speaking, I'm like, I'm very vocal. I'm like, "You know, doctor, just to correct you, you know, you cannot put a full stop where God has put a comma. So I want to correct that. My time on this earth will end when God purposes. So you cannot tell me I have 6 months." And they were surprised at my attitude. And somehow I just knew in my spirit that God was preserving me for something. And that afternoon, my dad came to see me, and I was very teary. And I'm like, "Dad, the doctor said blah, 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 blah." And he just stopped me in my tracks. And he said to me something. He said, "You know what? I want you to always remember what I've said to you as a child of God, that God has a purpose for you." And he went to Romans 8:28, and he said, "All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." And that word purpose stuck. And my dad said to me, "As my firstborn daughter, I speak life over you. And I speak that you will be activated into the fullness of what God put you here to do." That is a parental blessing that was spoken to me at the darkest part of my life. My dad recalls that conversation so well, because I'm doing a leadership certification, and he says, "I remember telling you that you're here for a purpose." And now I can see how it has morphed into where we are. So when I went back to my corporate job after I went through surgery, I went through chemo, I went through so hell, let me just put it that way. But somehow God just knew that God was with me, because you know the way the those ones who were in the lion's den, they were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fire did not, there was another one in the fire, right? There was a fourth one. There was another one in the fire. There was no evidence whatsoever of what my body was going through. In fact, when I went for chemo, every time I went, the nurses would meet me and ask me where the patient is. Because I would go in my heels, my makeup, and they're like, "So where's your patient? Where's the other one?" Because what was on paper and what they were seeing was completely the opposite. And I used that time that I was in the ward. That time someone's trying to send it. Okay. Sorry, it's the phone ringing. It's ringing on my computer. I would use that time that I was in the chemo, because you know it takes a whole lot long time get the thing in done,
Oh, right. Yeah.
yeah, the treatment done. And one of my really close friends attended every session with me, so it was quite a number of hours. And I would go from bed to bed to bed, and just talk to them and tell them, "You know what? This is not a life sentence. We're not gonna die. We are here. We're gonna survive, and we're going to have a testimony of what God is doing." So anyway, fast forward, I go back to my corporate job after all that, and it's like the itch. I got an itch. I kept remembering my dad's words. It's like I somehow just felt this discontent, like I was made for so much more. I just felt like God saved me for a reason. Does that make sense? Like before, I had never had none of that. But after this experience, something had been activated. And that's the activation I'm talking about. I was so uncomfortable in my job. I just knew something had to change. And that's when I, you know, made the decision that I'm going to plan my exit. Well, that's where all these other things came. You're exiting to do what? That's where the blocks I'm talking about, people's perceptions, people's judgments, fear. Oh, who leaves the UN? That was a big one. Like, which foolish person leaves? I was earning a lot of money. And we're talking about some in Africa. Yeah, you can imagine the wage of an American being paid in my country. That's a lot of money compared to the standard of living, if you understand what I mean. So I was like in the top percentile of the country, and people are like, "Who does that?" So it sounded like foolishness, but the things of God, and I'm gonna stop here. The things of God are foolishness to man. The mysteries of what God has infused in our lives to do here will be foolish to man. So suffice it to say that for me, it was really going back to myself and asking myself, now that I've come out of this really difficult situation, and I know that God created me for more, what is that more? And the moment I started that journey, I realized that my purpose was to then help others who are just like me in corporate jobs, but were desiring more, figure out theirs. But I had already gone through that path myself. So now became an expert. I now became an authority, and I have taken hundreds of women through the process. So that's why I said purpose is a journey, and that, you know, the person that you're meant to become, God weaves different elements together, and it becomes this beautiful tapestry. Yeah. So, yeah.
I love it. I love hearing how purpose was activated in other people's lives. Like, I know how it was activated in my life, but it's always interesting to hear how it's been activated in other people's lives. And the common thread is that feeling of more, that feeling of like,
yes, I know. Like, I was just like, I can't settle. I'm settling. Something is telling me that, you know, Joanne, there's so much more. You cannot afford to settle. God has put you here to, you know, to impact and to do something and leave your mark, leave your trail, leave some form of evidence that you lived, and that wasn't going, that wasn't really being brought out as much in the corporate setting. And yeah, I'm really glad that I overcame all those limiting beliefs. But that obviously came through coaching and really getting the support. And that's why, for me, I say that if you'd have done it on your own, you'd have done it already. So if you don't know your purpose, get in an expert, get somebody to handhold you, somebody to guide you, somebody to sort of, you know, literally that handhold you through
the process. Yeah. Through the process. I love a lot of the things that you have been talking about and you've been sharing. I want to talk about two things, but the first one is that place of impact. So I remember for me, when I began to have that bug, I'll call it the purpose bug. I know there's more.
The itch. I call it the itch.
Yes, the itch that you can't get rid of, and then other things in life start to frustrate you, and it just makes the itch even more. And so the piece about impact, I know that was really important for me when I began to just really question what I was doing with my life and what I was spending time on. One of the main things for me was, what impact do I want to leave? Like, what do I want people to say about me when I'm gone? And not in like a kind of way, right? Or like a, but just like, what did I want to leave? Right? What did I want to legacy? Right? What did I want to leave here? And legacy doesn't always have to be monetary. You know, like what did I want? What did I want to leave? And so that was really essential for me in being able to really just take my purpose journey seriously, when I knew that there was something more that I actually wanted to leave everyone. So I love that part. And then I also want to talk about, you mentioned, your corporate job. So you mentioned leaving this job that was so, it seemed to check off all the boxes on the list. You know, we're in America, so we would say it's the American dream, right? And so you've done everything that you're supposed to, that everyone's told you to do. And so, like, why do you want more? Like,
I know. And for me, Tisha, the African dream, the American dream, right? Like, I was living the life. But I think for me, it was the realization that I could have died. I could have died without even tapping into a drop of what God put in me. And I think that's what fueled me around impact. Let me tell you this, my grandfather, who is my dad's dad, died now 2 years ago. Many of people who followed me would hear a lot about my granddad while he was still alive, because I would share a lot about him in my coaching. And my grandfather, at the age of 95, it was, launched an educational fund for children in the village at 95. And this trust that my grandfather did, and he did it like really big time. Like I think as we, the first lot one, like something like 100 kids in Africa in his locality, he made a decision that they were going to be educated. But one thing I remember my granddad saying to us is that whether you're in it or not, I'm doing it. And this is a 95-year-old. And I remember how animated and excited he was about it. And he actually had a launch, and I was obviously involved in it. And though I think probably 300, 400 people who attended the launch of this educational foundation. Now, when I'm talking about that for me, I remember I'm like 95, like really? My grandfather lived to 100, so he watched that dream for 5 years. And one of the things I want to say about that is we've ha since had kids graduate and finish as a result of being paid for their school fees, and some have are doing really well. I think they recently, my dad, I think, did mention to me that one or two are going into uni next year, and the fund will pay for that. And for me, that is what impact is about. It's about after you're long gone. My granddad is 2 years past, but his funeral, Tisha, it's not about numbers, but I'm telling you, his funeral had like 1,000 people. And the people were fighting to take the mic to share what he had done for them. And as I saw my grandfather there, you know, as we were giving him his, I was like, this is a life well lived. And that was probably one of the funerals I did not bawl my eyes out, because I'm like, he has literally gone back completely empty. You know what I mean? Like my grandfather went with nothing. He completely emptied of himself, that by the time he was passing on, for me, I was like, you know what? Jesus is literally running to hug you and tell you know, good and faithful servant, well done. And that's what for me I look for, not the earthly recognition. But after my time is done, yes, there's the significance, there's the fulfillment, there's the joy here on earth. But for me, I want it to be like once I'm done with this life, that I will go and meet my Savior, and he will tell me, good and faithful Joanne, servant Joanne, you have done what I put you to do. You have fulfilled the mandate that I put you on this earth to do. And for me, that's it. That's really it.
Yes, I okay. We got to talk about how he lived to be 100, number one.
I know.
But number two, I love that at 95 he
100, and with his mind fully.
yes, and still fulfilling purpose, still doing things. And I think, I mean, I hear all the time, like I'm too old, or I have too many kids, or I've wasted too much time, or, just so many reasons. But I always say, if you are still breathing and you have your sound mind, that there is something that God, there is still intention for you, that there is still purpose for you to fulfill. And so I love that at 95, he was still doing what he was called to do. And I went to a funeral too, for a friend. And I remember reading when they were reading her eulogy. Like, I left so full from that. She had done, like, I was absolutely clear that she had done everything God had called her to do. It was just, it blessed me so much. And like, so, I mean, I had tears at the funeral, but they weren't like tears of sorrow. They were tears
Yeah.
of like fulfillment that you, man, you came here and did what God, like I couldn't, there was no doubt. Like there was just no doubt that she had done all that God had called her to do. And so,
And the recognition, Tisha, sorry to interrupt you, that, you know, God has numbered our days. Our days here are numbered. So when the time comes, we will go. But the choices and the actions that we take, well, we are still here, and really what matter. And that's in line with your purpose. So we know that a day has been set for you to be born, and there's a day that has been set for you to die. Sorry, guys, it may sound a bit morbid, but having gone through what I've gone through, I don't fear death because I know it's for all of us, right? Mm-hmm. But the recognition that they're in between, because our days, and one day, you know, it will come to an end. And I pray that, you know, for me, I pray every day for long life, that, you know, Lord, give me long life so that I can really do that which you put me here to do. But also that recognition that, in the midst of me living this human experience, ultimately the actions and the choices I make are what will either distract me, lead me away from my purpose, or lead me closer and closer towards living it out fully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always say it's a choice. We have a choice how we live. We mm-hmm. have a choice how we show up. We may not be able to choose every circumstance that we find ourselves in or every situation, but we can absolutely choose what we do with what we have and how we move forward. And so this has been awesome, Joanne. I love, love, love talking to you. I'm going to look and see if we have any questions in the chat. I know Shalonda was saying, wow, to your grandfather. That was such an inspiration.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I'm having lunch, so I didn't want to be chewing on the video. it's my me day. So when my daughter is with her dad, Saturday is my me day. But a lot of what you ladies shared has been so affirming for me. I actually was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and I sent her some old notes from my cell phone. Like, I have things written everywhere. I write on, like, things come to me and I just write them down. So it's a napkin or an envelope. And I sent her some notes that I had written down in 2014 and maybe a few years before that. And one of the things was saying that, and this was when I was 37, that I needed to find my purpose. Like, well, what is it? And as I reread it to have this conversation with her, I remember the conversation I had with my mom, and I was like, no, Ma, I don't believe that I was just put here to go to work and die. Like, I wasn't put here to be house poor and just do these things every day, but I had no idea of what I was put here for, right? So I know I've been put here to serve. I've been put here to work with youth and to help them and to guide them, not with what I teach as an educator, but internally. Mm-hmm. Right. I know that now, but when I wrote that note, no clue. I thought being a mom was an existence. At that time, being a wife, that was my existence. Doing the things that I did, like Tisha mentioned, like the laundry list of things that we would do as all of those roles was my existence. And it was exhausting and it was unfulfilling. And I'm still on the journey, but I can say a lot of what you ladies shared just totally resonated with me. And purpose, like anything else, is a journey. And I've had to learn to be patient with myself to accept and understand things to keep pushing me forward. Because I'm not 100% there. I'm a work in progress with being patient with myself. And I find that those things spilled outward and have affected relationships. And when I made the choice, like you ladies spoke about choosing, when mm-hmm. I made the choice to be different, to be better, to give the best that I could give out to the world, it just blew my mind. And I wrote I have all of these notes, but I wrote that the start of the process for me was when I said I was tired. When I said, God, I'm tired of this. And I realized that every time I said, God, I'm tired, he stepped in and he put something in my face to bring my mind to where it needed to go. Every single time in my life when I said, God, I'm tired, he came in and took my hand and gave me answers.
And just to your point, you know, when you said you had enough is enough, Shalonda, it takes me to the verse in Jeremiah 33:3. You're saying enough is enough. And, you know, it says that call to me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I'll show you great and mighty things which you know not of. Another version. So you called to God and he said enough is enough. And he said, call to me and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not of, and that includes your purpose. So yeah, all we need to do is to call. That's it. All we need to do is to call. And for me, I think that has been such an instrumental part piece. And perhaps, Tisha, I know, you know, just I want to just say this, that there are people who, when you're, you know, when you're desperate for something, it's like a dude, you're fighting over a man, or you're looking, I mean, it repels. But when you're operating from a place of not ego, but from a place of really saying that, God, you put me here for something, not that you want, it's about the money, or it's ego driven, or it's about recognition, remove all that, but genuinely from a place of, Lord, I want to serve, and not servitude, service, not servitude, not slavery, service, giving of yourself, the Lord does reveal. And one thing I've realized about the blessing of the Lord, it does not bring what? It does not bring stress. It does not bring problems. What's, just say it, Tisha?
A sorrow. Is it sorrow?
Sorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does not bring, that's what I'm trying to say. The blessings of the Lord do not bring sorrow. So your purpose will not bring you sorrow. Your purpose will not bring you misery. It will challenge you. It will push you outside of your comfort zone. It will make you do things you otherwise may not, you know. I remember when I started doing my first Facebook Live videos, I would literally rant and pee 100 times. Sorry, teacher, but hey, it is what it is. Because I was so nervous, right? But I knew I needed to get out of my comfort zone. And purpose does push you out of your comfort zone. And the moment you find yourself being pushed out of your comfort zone, that really is a good thing, because it means that you're allowing yourself. You are in that obedience space, you know, that space of obedience, the space of, oh my God, I this is so scary, but I am trusting you. I am surrendering to you. I am allowing myself to do that which you have put me. So again, another element I wanted to touch on is purpose is surrender. You have to relinquish control. You have to. I'm one of the biggest control. I'm a type A personality. I go for it. I am very ambitious. I'm a go-getter. But when it comes to purpose, my friend, I can tell you God has really made me cool down. And he's told me, listen, Joanne, either you're on the wheel or I'm on the wheel. And I have decided he's on the wheel, because every time I've tried to white knuckle my way.
It doesn't work. You have to go right back around and do what he said.
Back to what he said for me. So I think it takes the stress off for me. And again, you know, in terms of also my business, because I'm like, what, my business is God's business. He's the CEO. So I start in the morning with, you know, CEO, what are you and I creating today? Mm-hmm. My CEO, what do you want us to do today? That's how I start my day. And that takes the pressure off, because if my CEO tells me do A, I will do A. If my CEO tells me do C, I will do C. So it's such a collaborative effort between God and myself. And I think that's why, like when I'm launching, I find people so stressed, so anxious. So, and I'm like, for me, whoever is meant to work with me will work with me. Whoever is meant to be in my path will be in my path. Like, I don't force anything anymore. And I'm telling you, I can testify that I've seen God do such amazing things in my business simply by the act of surrender. So purpose is an act of surrender.
I love that. I'm writing down some things so I can remember.
Shalonda gets the ping thing. Yeah, yeah. Like I mean, when I'm uncomfortable, that's how I know I'm in discomfort. Because I'm like,
you're nervous reaction, right? Mm-hmm. I know some of the things that you pointed out was about alignment, getting back aligned. And so, like, you know, even when God is your CEO, and then you don't have to worry about how things are going to work out, who's going to come to you, that really is just a testament to being aligned. And something you said, like, your purpose will push you. And what came to my mind is that purpose pushes you into the you that God has created you to be.
Absolutely.
And so it's going to be uncomfortable, and it's going to be pushing, but it's always pushing you in the right forward direction, right? It's always pushing you into more. And then The other thing that came to mind, because I know you got to go soon, but the other thing that came to mind was when I first started my purpose journey.
Oh, you're good?
Okay. When I first started my purpose journey, the Lord gave me this tagline, and it was, when passion meets purpose, great things happen. Wow. And just, you know, for me, passion is like, you know, our giftings that God has given us, and they bring us fulfillment. They bring us joy. We really enjoy doing those things. It does something for us, right? But when we align those gifts with things that can impact other people, and so we position it to serve, right? What you were saying, not in servitude, but to be in service, then we're crossing over to this purpose place where it's allowing us to leave legacy. It's allowing us to leave impact. It's allowing us to do the work that God actually created us to do. And it becomes unselfish, right? I love what you said. You said, and I think I heard TD Jake say it too, that the gifts that God gives us gifts, that those are his gifts to us, but what we do with those gifts are our gifts to him. Yeah, and to the world, right? Because he created us to do those things, not just for ourselves, but for other people. Other people should be benefiting from the gifts that God has instilled in us.
It's actually selfish not to share of our gifts, and that's a whole other conversation that we could do, but let's just suffice it to say that it's selfish not to share those gifts. They're meant to be distributed to all and sundry who have been called to receive of them. So yeah,
that's awesome. I wanted to, before I ask you to share some last thoughts and things that you want to share, I did want to check in with Shalonda. Shalonda's on a call today, one of our Thrive Hive members, and see if she had any questions before we close out this session on the pursuit of purpose.
I don't. I have like so many notes. Any question that I may have had has been answered, and it's been sent to me. So I'm on here today because he sent you to me to come today. And so I don't have any further questions. It's been established. So
And there's a reason, Shalonda, that out of the Thrive Hive, you are the one who is here. And I always say that the people who are meant to receive the message will receive it. So I'm so glad that you joined us. And it's just been such a delight having you, Shalonda.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So Joanne, before we go, I absolutely want you to share how people can get in contact with you, maybe some programs or things that you have going on, and then any last words that, you know, you feel led to share. I don't want to say last words, but any last thoughts. No, sure. I don't want to say last. Any thoughts that you have to share surrounding the pursuit of purpose or purpose in general?
Yeah. So thank you very much, Tisha. So I would love to definitely connect with your community. And I think that without even going into program, we won't talk about the programs, I would just want to invite them to join my Facebook group called Lioness Arising. And also I have a free download that I could share. Can I just read it out loud, or would you put it in the notes? And from my website, it's www.joannemuturi.com/fearless. And it's really helping you to be fearless. And when I say fearless, my fearless is in the site, it's the full fearless, but there's actually a dot between the fear and the less, because the fear never really goes. You know what I mean? It never goes. But you take action in spite of the fear. So I'm happy to give you the download link so that anybody who would want to download that can do. You can follow me on Instagram at purpose_cultivator, and we can get to know each other. So the Facebook group, then we have the download, the free download I'd like to share with your community, your tribe, which is in my website. And I'll give you the link, and we can also connect via Instagram at purpose_cultivator. But my last parting shot is, and I just felt the need to say this, is many women are holding trauma that is blocking them. And we haven't talked about trauma. A lot of us have trauma or things that have happened to us. Like, for example, for me, the sickness, or for somebody else could be something that happened in their past, could be divorce, could be, you know, anything that has touched or hinged on their life. And a lot of us are held back from living out our purpose because we have not dealt with our trauma. We have not dealt with those experiences that we've gone through in life. So I want to say this. I discovered along my own purpose journey that the best gift I've given myself is healing my trauma, working on my soul wounds, working on those things in the past that could potentially stop me from being the full expression of who God created me to be. So I want to say this, that work on your healing. Don't underscore the fact that these things that we perceive as or minimize our life experiences, they are things that perhaps could stop you from being the full expression. So if you're somebody who still has stuff to process or stuff to deal with, I would highly recommend that you get support around that, because I realized for me, once I got help around some of those wounds that I didn't even know what wounds, trauma that I didn't even quite recognize the impact it had to me, I literally now, like, it's like I stepped on the accelerator. You know what I mean? Like something just happened. Like if everything was released, I had no baggage. I was not holding anybody in any negatives. It's like I was released 100% to do my work. So get your healing. And then the last thing to I would want to say is that purpose is the reason you're here, the reason you're created. So you have to understand that purpose is what you do. Your passion is how you do it, right? Through the activities that you do. So lead your life with purpose and let your passion be the vehicle that helps you fulfill your purpose. And then my mantra, as I must live with it, is that if you're not honoring your life purpose, you are suffocating your soul. Tisha, I could go on and on, but I believe those are some nuggets to take away. Get healed.
Yes.
Get clear with your passions, because your passions are, you know, how you end up doing living out your purpose. And then let passion be the vehicle that helps you fulfill your purpose, and allow yourself really to just surrender, knowing that God's plans for you are for good and not for evil, to give you a future and an expected end, a future and a hope.
Get healed, my God. Yes. So important, because that is so important, because if you have trauma or I don't want to say baggage, but if you have things that have deeply wounded you, those things will show up in the way that you show up, right?
Can I just say something?
Yeah. Yes.
The reason I said my God is because I have been really like being hard on myself about, you know, purpose and stepping into purpose. And I was having a conversation with a friend when I realized that I've been in a season of self-development for 5 years, and this is where I'm supposed to be right now. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And the pressure that I have been having for performance was lifted off of me when I realized that this season of self-development and understanding that those internal ailings, if I don't deal with them, I'm going to continue to experience much of the same that I have been experiencing in the former parts of my life. And so that was just, again, another like confirmation.
It becomes a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with it. You have to heal it. So I have a life purpose program that I teach. It's called clarify, connect, and cultivate your life purpose. It's, you know, literally getting into your purpose. But the premise before everything else is really you dealing with those things before you can really step fully into who God called you to be. So I'm so glad, Shalonda, that you're doing the work. It has to be done. There's no other way. We have to look at ourselves in the mirror and just see, call it out for what it is.
I agree. And I think that, Tisha, it goes back to our Mary and Martha from the last session that we had when we, you know, had that conversation around that. The being produces the doing. Mm-hmm. This was like powerful. Thank you. I appreciate this today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Shalonda. And thank you, Joanne, for joining us in this conversation about the pursuit of purpose. It has been so insightful. So many nuggets and takeaways. And so this also, for those of you who are tuning in, has also been a live recording for the podcast, Boss Ladies Connect. And this episode will air within the next couple of months. But you guys got a chance to step in to some of the conversations that we have in the Thrive Hive Academy. This Joanne has been gracious enough to come in and be our expert for this month, talking about the pursuit of purpose. And I appreciate you and thank you so much for taking your time all the way from the UK. And talking to us about this. Thank you so much for that. And thank you, Shalonda, for tuning in and sharing your thoughts and your insights and your takeaways as well. This has been a great conversation, ladies. And I am going to be marinating on it for days to come.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies, did you enjoy that episode or what? Did this episode speak to you in some kind of way? I would absolutely love to hear about it. Y'all know it does my heart good when you subscribe and you share this podcast with someone else that you know can absolutely benefit from it. Y'all, we are out here connecting, walking in our purpose, and encouraging each other along the way. I love meeting with you every week, and I'd love to stay further connected. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Tisha_talks and to visit my website, www.tishatalks.org. You'll find the podcast, you'll find other videos, and you'll find other courses and classes and workshops, conferences, the list goes on and on, to the things that we are currently doing so that we can further connect beyond this weekly podcast. So ladies, without further ado, I want you guys to walk fully in everything that you've been called to, align your passion with your purpose, and go out there and get everything that has your name on it. Talk to you later.